Bezer Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shemayin Asa, the 18th chapter in the Rambam Masechta Shava, Avos HaTumah, and the laws of the other primary categories of Tumah in the Sefer Torah and the Book of Purity, which are continuing the theme of the previous parakim discussing laws of Safek as it applies to laws of Tumah, where we get to the specifics of the doubts as it applies to the Safek and Rishus HaYachid in the private domain and Rishus Ram in the public domain. The Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the abundance of doubts doesn't make a difference when it comes to laws of Tumah of the different domains. Whatever you could increase the amount of doubts and doubts of doubts, doesn't make a difference. B'shus Rav in the public domain, as we've always said, Tar, it's going to remain Tar. B'shus Rav in the private domain, Tam, it's going to be Tam. Ketzer, how so? So let's say Nichnas Lamovei. Let's say a person goes into an alleyway, which you have all the courtyards of the houses open up into the alleyway. But Tumah B'chatzer, and there's Tumah in one of the courtyards. Savak Nichnas L'chatzer, Savak L'Nichnas. We're not sure, did he go into that courtyard? Did he not go into that courtyard? Oh, that's a Tumah B'bayis, there's Tumah in the house. Savak Nichnas L'bayis, Savak L'Nichnas. We're not sure, did he go into that house? Did he not go into the house? Even if he went in, Savak Shalah Hoysa Sham, Savak Hoysa Sham. We're not sure, was it there? Was it not there? But tell me if you're going to say Hoysa Sham Beisr Nichnas, that even if it was there when he went in, Savak Yeshba Kashir, Savak Engba, we're not sure, did it have the measurement at that time? Did it not have? Then tell me Yeshba, even if you say that it did have the Shir, Savak Shir Tumah, Savak Ender Tumah. We're not sure, is it Tummy? Is it not Tummy? Vivili Tumah, and even if it's Tummy, Savak Nogger, Savak Nogger, we're not sure, did he touch, did he not touch? Again, Sveke Tummy, his doubt is going to be Tummy, Sham Mabir Shas Yachid, because an alleyway is considered a private domain in contrast to the Rishus Rab. Halacha Beis. Tisha Tzvardim, Mesheretz Echad Beinei, Mesheretz Yachid. If there's nine Tzvardim, nine frogs that are not Matami, and one Sheretz which is Matami, between them, Mesheretz Yachid and the private domain. When he touched one of them, he doesn't know which one. In this ratio of 9 to 1, again, Sveke Tummy, the doubt is going to be Tummy. Tisha Shrotzim with Tzvardim Beinei, Mesheretz Rabim. Whereas let's say you have nine Shrotzim, which are all Tummy, and Tzvardim Beinei, Mesheretz Rabim, and you have one Tzvardim between them in the public domain, Nogbeachim may touch one of them. Again, Sveke Torah, the Tzavik is going to be Tar. Which Zahakal, this is the rule. Call Tzavik B'Shus Ram, any doubt regarding Tumah in the public domain, Tar is going to be Tar. Doesn't make a difference how much it's stacked. Atriyam, until he's going to say, Nit Mesa Bibadi, that it was definitively Tumah. Whereas B'chol Tzavik B'Shus Yochad, any doubt regarding Tumah in private domain, Tumah is going to be Tumah, Atriyam, until he says, Vadi Shaloy Nit Mesa, until he knows definitively that it was not Tumah. Levikich, therefore. Atzmas Ames. Let's say there were the bones of a dead person, which contaminate by being touched or carried, if it has the size of a barley corn. And ve'etzim nevel, the bone of a dead carcass of an animal, which does not contaminate, if you have them b'shus ram in the public domain. Or a similar case, gush me'eretz ta'ira, a clump of earth from Eretz Yisrael, from a pure land. Gush me'beis ha'pras, and you have a clump from, let's say, a grave which was plowed over, and you have the earth from there, or me'eretz ammo, from lands of the nations, which they rabbinically considered tameh. And he touched one of them who caused it to move. Ve'en yidu b'man nogam hen b'man hasif. He doesn't know which one he touched or which one he caused to move. Let's say another case. You have an olive-sized piece of a dead person and an olive-sized piece from a dead animal. And you leaned over one of them, which again, that's only by the mess. But he doesn't know which one he leans over. Or another case, basically on two paths. One is pure, one is impure. He went in one of them. He doesn't know which one he went in. Oh, yeah, another case. He touched a person on the road. You don't know if he was tummy or tar. Oh, yeah, another case, there was two people. One was pure and one was impure. He touched one of them. He doesn't know which one he touched. Again, all these doubts, you can say Tar because this is a Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, which is Tar. Halacha Gimel continues on this theme regarding that the chazaka of the presumption what the status is of something as it applies to Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. But Hamoitzi Meis, in the contrast to a classic Safek, let's say you find there was a dead person that was laying along the entire width of a road. So if the corpse was intact, and was covering from one end of the road to the other end of the road, taking up the whole width, he's a tummy le truma. So for truma, we consider him as tummy, because we definitely presume that he touched it, because as he's walking along, wherever on the road he was, the mess was taking up the whole space. But if it was placed to walk by on the road, possibility, without touching the mess, or let's say, even if it's taking up the whole road, but there was breaks and disconnects in the parts of the body of the mess. It's possible that the person passed by, it's possible, between the thigh and the different parts of the dead person's body, then the person is going to be tar again, because that's still a suffix of a tumah b'shus harab. Now, but let's say the grave took up the whole width of the road, even if the whole body didn't, then the grave is going to combine all the different parts of the mess, Vayvisham tummy, therefore the one who passes by is going to be tummy. Shein ze kashar sveikis, because that's not like all regular doubts. And the cheskasa shnagar, rather than the case that we described, is a presumption because of the definite element of it that he touched, although technically possible, but we presume that the person touched it. Halacha Daled continues regarding the tumah being retroactive. Sheret shenim to the mavay. If there's a sheret that was found in an alleyway, which we said that's a subject tumah b'shus hayachad, which we say is tummy. So then metamel lemafreya, and once we find it, we say the tumah is going to be retroactive for whatever taurus was known over there. Ado eish shayim until the time that you person could say, but daktis a mavay hazeh b'yem pleni. That day, I for sure I checked the alleyway. And there was no sheretz at that point in time, then it's not going to contaminate only from the time of the checking and further, because it must have been that the sheretz fell there after the checking. But even if he swept the area, but if he didn't check, then it's going to contaminate retroactively, even from before it was swept. Sweeping does not necessarily say it wasn't there, you have to check. Now, when we say this, if you find the sheretz, it's dry. So then it could have been there for who knows how long, which would be metame. But if you find it to be moist, then in the then it's not going to contaminate retroactive. Elad Shah, only until a moment that it could have died via atalach based on that would still be moist at the time you find it, because obviously it didn't die so long ago because it's still moist. That only however long did it could still be moist, but not earlier than that. Halacha Hey continues regarding a doubt regarding when you find spittle. So shnei duka mishusayachem. If there's two spittles in the private domain. Echad tar, one is from someone that's tar. Echad menarukin amitzayim, and one is from the spittle that when you find it, shagazalim tumah that we had said that the rabban had decreed that they're going to be considered as tamei kameshban, like we explained this in Perek Gimel Halacha Dal Halacha Ches, because of the suffix of maybe it's from someone who's tamei. V'nogav echad mem oyesita. Now he touched one of these spittles or caused it to move. Ve'en yidu ezu. We don't know which spittle he touched. So then toyin lavasa chumah. So regarding chumah, we suspend it. We say that okay, you can't eat it, but we don't burn it. Neishem shnei sveikis, because there's two doubts. Safik batar naga, safik b'nim. So first of all, we don't know. Maybe touch the tar spittle, which is not a problem. Maybe touch the one that we say is the found spittle, which we don't know its status. And then time b'nim. And even if you say that it's the one that is the one that when you find it, safik shru tameh, safik shru tar. It's intrinsically, we said that rabbinically we have to consider it as tameh, but it's safik if it's tameh or if it's tar. So we're not going to burn the truma, but we're going to consider it as toilim. And that's regarding the laws of truma. Now, hayishnei arukim mishas rab. That was in the private domain. But let's say there were two spittles in the public domain. If they were dried up and laying over there, let me touch one of them. That's going to be tar again because it's a subject tamei b'shasarab. However, if he carried one of them, then we will suspend the truma based on that. Why? Because the moment he carries it, it's not placed in b'shasarab anymore. Now that subject tuma is in the private domain of the person's carrying. Therefore, it's going to be tamei. If one of them is moist, not dried, and then the moist spittle gets attached to him, turn love, then we will suspend the truma that he touches. Why? Again, it's not really laying anymore in the public domain. Kadeshi is fake tar, so that the doubt should be considered as a tahar. Ella, hare al bigdi, it's on his garment, which we have to treat as suffik to mishas yachad, to say it's tummy. Now, Kvarbiyan already explained the perigi gimal lochi gimal. Shimnaga barakanim said that if you touch the spittle that's found, or if you carry it or you cause it to move, b'chomokr. Anywhere, private domain, public domain, that serving la besa truma, that you burn the truma that you touch, kebesa pras, like the halacha is by a grave that was plowed over, kriyitz, by things like that, where that's unique, shasurfin al vadim agam, chamakam, that we burn it if it was definitely touched in all situations, even though it's essentially a suffix, these were unique exceptions where we have the halacha that, including this case of touching reka nimtza, if you definitively touch the reka nimtza, that then we're gonna burn, not just be titled as a truma. Halacha above, someone who's sitting in the public domain. But then the person walks by and steps on his garment. Or he spits and the spit hits him. So arukai, regarding that person's spit, serving as a truma, we would actually have to burn truma, which is like the halacha of the safek rekin we just mentioned in the previous halacha, that we have to suspect it's from a zav, someone who's tummy, and therefore you have to burn the truma. But regarding this guy's garment that was stepped on, we go after the majority of people. If the majority of people in that city are zavim, so then we go the midras. So then the person's garment is going to be midras. He's stepped on by a zav. But if the majority of people in that city are tar, then that tar then is going to be considered tar. Halacha Zayin continues regarding a doubt that happens to vessels that were concealed from a person's vision. Misha avad likely, if someone lost a vessel, Mitzvah b'Rishus Yochid. Now he finds it in the private domain. So that's a suffix in Rishus Yochid. It is a tummy medrash. So it's going to be considered as tummy of medrash because maybe a zav stepped on it or a nido or a gentile. And b'tummy tummy mess. It's also going to have the loch of tummy mess because maybe there was a mess at nighttime in the oil and therefore, or was mal over it, it's going to be considered as tummy mess also, which has another part of purification. Let's say it was lost in the public domain, the mitzvah b'shus rab, and it was found in the public domain. Which again, subject to b'shus rab, we say it's tar, so here it depends. If it was lost in day and was found that same exact day, so then tar, then we're going to say that it's tar from any type of tumah, because if a person touched it, he would have seen that he would have picked it up and it wouldn't have been found over there. So therefore, we consider it as tar. Avad b'yayim mitzvah b'layla, but let's say it was lost at daytime and was found only at nighttime. Or b'layla mitzvah b'yayim was lost at nighttime and was found only the next day. Eishav b'yayim mitzvah b'yayim shalachav was lost during the daytime and you only found it the following day. Then that is a becheskes tuma. Then there is a presumption of tuma medrash, not tuma smas. The reason for that is because it's definitely common that a gentile or a nido or whatever it is will be walking and won't see it because it's dark. So therefore we have to suspect that maybe it was stepped on by them and they wouldn't have picked it up. But mess is not so common, so therefore they weren't geyser in Rishus Rab. Which is the rule. If the night or even part of it passed by, then tummy is going to be tummy again because then we have to suspect that maybe a tummy person that has medrash didn't see it and stepped on it, and therefore it's still there, but therefore we have to suspect it has a tummy of medrash. Halacha ches. Hiniach kli. Someone, however, didn't lose, but rather he left the vessel. Or he forgot it, but again, it wasn't lost, he left it, they just forgot about it, in Bishus Ram, the public domain. So, Avat Bishus Avat Lab Halaylos, and even if the night passed already, tar, it's going to remain tar. Let's say he left it or he forgot it in the private domain. Then it's going to have the tumah of medrash, but it's going to be tar from the tumah of mes. So why weren't they so stringent by forgetting or placing something like the case we had prior said regarding if it's lost? Because it's not so common for a person to leave or forget his vessel in the Rishus Ram. And therefore, Mislei Shchicha, Lagozal by the Rabbanu, they were not geyser in something that's not so common. And therefore, they were also lean, even as we said, regarding the halacha of Bishus Yachid, that tar from Tmei Mes. Halacha Tes. Hama'amid umotza b'techa bayis. If someone loses something, but he finds it in his house, or it's a tar, then it's going to be tar, and then in one's own house, it's presumed to have been protected from Tumah. Halacha Yud, Hashatech Kenel, someone's spreading out his vessels. So Bishus Ram in the public domain, Hadil Tarin, like we said, we consider a tar over there. Bishus Yachad in the private domain, Tamei, we consider it as Tamei, Shem Nogabem Tamei, because maybe those who are Tamei touched it. Now, but Vimhoi Mishamar, but if he was protecting them Tarim, then they're going to remain tar. Let's say Naflu, let's say they fell down, let's say he was spreading out his garments by the laundry line, the clothing line, and Bahalach Levim, then he went to get them, then Tamei, they're going to be Tamei. Because it was hidden from his eyes for just that time till he ran to pick it up from the clothesline, whatever it is, and that's already created an element of suffix to say that it's tummy. So if someone loses his vessels in the private domain, and he finds it even that day, then it's going to be considered as medrash, like we explained this in Halacha Zayin, where that suffix it was lost even for a few moments, and therefore that makes it tummy. Halacha Yid'alav continues regarding other sfeikas, but because of a person that's tummy. Shaita achas be'ir. If there's one mentally deranged woman in the city, who we presume that she's always as a need because she doesn't know how to keep her calendar and she's always spits all over the place. Einarchas, or a gentle woman, where rabbinically we consider her as a nida. So kalarukin shebe'ir, so old spittle in the city, becheskes tumah lo'ilu mochamokam. So then it always, in old places, we presume that to have a halachic status of tumah, even Rishus Ram, because we know it's coming from this mentally deranged or non-Jewish woman. Halachi beis. If someone has that a woman stepped on his garments, or she sat with him on a small boat, which shakes when another person sits in it. So if she recognizes this man, that he eats truma, and therefore he's careful with the laws of Tara, then Caleb Tarin, then we could presume that his vessels are Tara because she would be careful not to touch his garments if she's in need. She wouldn't sit with him on the boat, so not to contaminate him. So since she knows this, we could presume that she actually is Tara at that time. Now, Vimlav, if she doesn't necessarily know that he is someone who eats truma, then Yishalem, then he has to ask her if she's in need or not to verify this doubt. Halachi Gimel, Misha Yashim Mishra Saram V'Omad. If someone's sleeping in the public domain and he gets up, Caleb Tahirim, his vessel can be tar, like any subject to Mishra Saram that we say, it's going to be tar. Halachi Yadal, Noga Mishra Saram V'Echba Laila. If someone touched someone in the public domain at nighttime, Now, when you do him chayu meis, he's like, hey, buddy, what's going on? And the guy doesn't move and doesn't know if he's dead or alive. In the morning, he gets up and he sees that that guy is dead. So I raise the tummy. The person who touched him during the night is going to be tummy. Shakala tummy is kashas mitzias. And regarding all the halachas of tummy, we say it's as you find it. We didn't know at night, but now you see it and you're finding it and it's tummy and you didn't know anything beforehand. We're going to consider that that's what it was. Now, but let's say in the evening, you saw him alive. In the middle of the night, you don't know and you were like touching him. Ubishacha mitzvah, and in the morning, he finds him dead. Ah, hareza savik b'shasaram, then that's going to be considered a doubt in shasaram. It's not kshas mitzvahsim because you had seen him before and you see him now. So that's going to be that's going to be considered as pure. Similarly, halacha tezvav. Hamasukim b'shasayachad. If someone is in danger, he's mortally ill, and he's in danger of his life in the private domain. But nisalaf, and he faints. Now, when you do a maze, you don't know, did he die? Or he died in hurai, or he's still alive? V'tziul l'shasaram, and they take him out to the public domain. V'choz v'chnisu l'shasayachad, and ultimately bring him back into the private domain. So either way, when he was in the private domain, Sveikar Tomei, all those doubts that all the Taurus related to that is going to be Tomei. All the doubts when it happened in the public domain, Sveikar Tara, the doubts are going to be Tara. As we said, that dichotomy. Now, Maisa Be'echad was a story with an individual showing Masukin, that he was in danger of his life, he was literally on the brink of death. And they were taken from city to city in a bed. And there were groups that constantly were changing, carrying him. And with the last group that was holding him, they found that he was dead. And the sages only considered Tamei the last group that was holding him. And we don't say that, oh, as he was found, which was dead, that's how he's going to go beforehand. No, because beforehand they knew he was alive. And therefore, we only presume it, for as you find it, for the final one, who that we don't know. But for everyone else, they considered him as tar. Look at the Zion. A suffix that applies to a cistern, depending if it's of wine or oil, makes a difference. Tamei, shay oimid, if there was a tamei person that was standing, medabalabar, and they're speaking right by the cistern, by the pit. And then a stream of his spittle comes out of his mouth, which is metamei, like him. Now, suffix agila bar, suffix lagi, we're not sure, did it reach the pit, thus contaminating all the liquid or not? So, imo yibar shashem, and if it was a pit of oil, sveikai tamei b'shusayachet. So then we're going to say, that again, when it's a suffix, tuma b'shusayachid, a private domain, then we're going to say the suffix is going to be tummy. And the reason for that is because the oil is slippery on the edge of the pit. And we could presume that the spittle fell on the edge of the pit, and then it slipped inside the pit, contaminating all the liquid. But if it was a pit of wine, then the doubt is going to be tar any place, even in the private domain. And the reason is because the border of the pit stops the spittle that it shouldn't come down into the pit. And we're not concerned that it went straight into the pit. We're only concerned that maybe it went on the edge. But since wine is not as slippery as oil, we presume that the border is what kept it, and it's only then it did not go into the pit, and therefore the pit of wine is going to be tar.